Welcome in, everyone. Ready to dive into a topic that's making waves in the crypto world.
Making waves might be an understatement. It's more like a seismic shift.
Okay, you got me there. We're tackling government regulation of crypto.
Right at the heart of it. It's fascinating, really. You have this technology, this whole movement, built on the idea of decentralization, of being free from government control.
Exactly. Bitcoin, the OG crypto, was all about that power to the people ethos. So to see governments around the world stepping in.
Well, it's because crypto's not playing in a sandbox anymore. We're talking billions, trillions even of dollars flowing through these markets. Governments can't just ignore that.
It's like suddenly realizing this little side hustle you started is now a Fortune 500 company. Things have to change.
Exactly. And it's not just about the money, right?
Yeah.
There are some serious concerns about how crypto can be used.
Yeah, the whole money laundering issue. Can't brush that under the rug.
It's a big one. Early on, crypto was almost untraceable, which, while appealing to some, made it a haven for illicit activities. Governments had to step in for the safety of the global financial system, really.
Right, like you don't want to wait for a building to collapse before you check if it had proper building codes. But it's not just about keeping things from going bad, it's about protecting everyday investors too, right?
Absolutely. This market can be a roller coaster. One minute you're up, the next you're down. Governments are feeling the pressure to protect people from scams, market manipulation, all that.
Finding that balance can't be easy.
Not at all. You want to protect investors, but also not stifle the innovation that makes crypto so exciting. It's a tightrope walk.
For sure. And of course, we can't forget everyone's favorite topic, taxes.
Oh, yes, taxes. Mm-hmm. As more people use crypto for everyday transactions, governments also want to ensure they're getting their cut.
It's like making sure everyone at a party chips in for pizza, right? Speaking of different approaches, let's start our world tour of crypto regulations with the United States.
Always an interesting case study. The U.S. approach is still very much a work in progress. You've got different agencies kind of vying for control.
A bit of a regulatory tug of war.
You could say that. The Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, they're arguing some cryptos are actually securities. Mm. But then you have the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, seeing them as commodities. It's a whole debate.
Trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, it sounds like. So where does that leave investors?
Well, here's the key takeaway. No matter which agency comes out on top, one thing is clear. Increased oversight is coming, especially when it comes to things like money laundering and securities fraud. Those are big focuses right now.
Stricter rules of the road are on the horizon. Speaking of different approaches, let's hop across the pond to the European Union. They usually go for a more unified front, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. The EU is all about creating a level playing field. That's where MiCA comes in the markets in crypto assets regulation. It's a huge deal.
Okay, so instead of 27 different rule books, they're all on the same page.
Precisely. MiCA is about harmonizing crypto regulations across all those member states.
Yeah.
Transparency, consumer protection, it's all in there.
A one-stop shop for crypto rules in the EU. Got it. But I'm guessing not everyone is so eager to embrace crypto.
You're right about that. And our next stop kind of takes the cake when it comes to contrasting approaches. Let's talk about China.
China. They haven't exactly been shy about their stance on crypto, have they?
Not at all. They've taken a hard line, outright banning it.
Wow. No two ways about it. Why such a strong reaction?
Control. It boils down to control. Mm. China sees crypto as a potential threat to its financial stability, especially because they can't fully control the flow of money in and out of the country.
So it's less about the technology itself and more about who's holding the reins.
Exactly. But here's the interesting part. While they've slammed the door on Bitcoin and the like, they're developing their own digital currency, the digital yuan.
It's like saying you can have digital currency, but only on our terms.
Mm, it's wild, right? Building their own digital world, kind of like a walled garden. But it does make you wonder, could this lead to like a whole digital currency arms race? Countries battling it out with their own CBDCs.
It's definitely a possibility. Central banks around the world are watching this very closely. But shifting gears a bit, let's bring it back down to earth for a sec. For the investors listening, what does all this regulation actually mean?
Right, because it's easy to get caught up in the big picture. But at the end of the day, we want to know how to navigate this whole thing. So is regulation good for investors? Give it to us straight.
It's tricky. It's not a simple yes or no. Think of it like the early days of crypto were like the Wild West, right? Tons of potential, but also a lot of risks. Regulation, When done right, is like the sheriff coming to town.
Love that analogy.
Laying down the law, running out the bad guys, making it safer for everyone.
So less chance of getting caught in a rug pull. Exactly. And it's not just about preventing the bad stuff. Regulation can also bring more transparency, more accountability, and when you have that, you might see something interesting happen.
What's that?
More institutional investment. The big players, the banks, the hedge funds, they start feeling more comfortable dipping their toes in.
Right, because let's face it, crypto still has a bit of a reputation. More regulation could make those traditional investors feel a bit more secure. But there are always two sides to every coin, right? What about the downsides? Some people say regulation could stifle innovation.
It's a valid concern. Crypto was built on this idea of challenging the system, breaking the mold. Too much regulation, and you do risk stifling that.
It's about finding that sweet spot, right?
Exactly. Enough to protect investors, but not so much that it crushes what makes crypto unique.
Hmm.
And that balancing act gets even more complicated when we start talking about DeFi.
DeFi, decentralized finance, it's like the wild frontier within the wild frontier, as I like to say. But for those who haven't quite wrapped their heads around it, can you give us the DeFi crash course?
Sure. DeFi basically wants to rebuild all those traditional financial services, lending, borrowing, trading, you name it, but without the middleman. No banks needed. It's all powered by blockchain technology, smart contracts.
So instead of going through a bank to get a loan, you're borrowing from, what, a network of computers?
In a way, yes. It's a completely different way of thinking about finance, and that's what makes it both exciting and a huge challenge for regulators.
Because how do you regulate something that's designed to be, well, decentralized, to exist outside of those traditional systems? It's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole all over again.
It is. But ignoring DeFi isn't really an option either. It's growing too fast, the potential risks are too big. So finding some way to provide oversight without completely killing innovation is going to be crucial.
So how do they even start to tackle that? It seems like a real head scratcher.
It is, and it's something regulators are grappling with right now. One approach we're seeing is focusing on the on and off ramps to DeFi.
The entry and exit points, kind of.
Exactly. So things like anti-money laundering checks, know your customer rules, but applied to those centralized exchanges that interact with DeFi protocols.
So rather than trying to control the entire ecosystem, they're focusing on where it touches the traditional financial world.
That's the idea. It's about being pragmatic, addressing the biggest risks, but without stifling that DeFi innovation.
It's like trying to predict the weather, right? You can look at the patterns, make some educated guesses, but there's always a chance of a curveball.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole space so fascinating. But even with all the uncertainty, there are some trends emerging that are definitely worth keeping an eye on.
Okay, so what's got your attention? What's on the horizon for crypto regulation?
Well, one of the big ones, and we touched on this a bit earlier, is stablecoins. They've exploded in popularity, but they've also caught the eye of regulators big time.
Yeah, because they have the potential to like really shake things up, right? Impact national currencies, even the global financial system.
Right, and governments are definitely wary of that. So I think we're going to see a lot more scrutiny on stablecoins moving forward.
More rules, stricter requirements, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Things like stricter requirements for the reserves that back those stablecoins. Maybe even more direct oversight of the companies that are issuing them.
So more guardrails to make sure they don't go off the rails, so to speak.
Exactly. And speaking of things that keep central bankers up at night, let's talk about central bank digital currencies. CBDCs.
We touched on China's digital yuan earlier, but this seems to be a trend that's gaining traction everywhere, right?
It is. It's like governments have realized, okay, we see the potential of digital currencies, but we want to make sure we're still in the driver's seat.
Makes sense. Control the currency, control the game.
Right. And CBDCs are a way for them to offer the convenience, the speed, all the benefits of digital transactions, but still maintain that control over monetary policy.
So could we see a future where our digital wallets are filled with a mix of like government-backed digital dollars and then your Bitcoins and Ethereums?
It's entirely possible. And that's what makes this whole space so exciting, but also a bit daunting. It's going to be a wild ride.
No doubt about it. So for our listeners who are trying to make sense of all of this, what's the key takeaway? What should they keep in mind as they navigate this evolving landscape?
I think the biggest thing is to remember that this is a marathon, not a sprint. We're still in the early innings of this whole crypto revolution.
We are. It's easy to get caught up in the hype, the FOMO, all of that, but it's about playing the long game, right?
Exactly. Stay informed, be cautious, and don't be afraid to ask questions. And most importantly, remember that the crypto world is all about finding the right balance. a balance between innovation and regulation, between risk and opportunity.
Finding that balance is the key to unlocking the true potential of this technology. This has been an amazing conversation, honestly. I feel like I've learned so much. So a huge thank you to you for lending your expertise to us today.
It was my pleasure. Always happy to talk crypto.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of crypto regulation. It's a complex landscape, but we hope you've come away with a better understanding of the forces at play. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and as always, keep asking those questions.